Our last deputation is in relation to the recent announcement to resume negotiations on the Garden Bridge, which is based on this information. Will you please have the deputies to come in? Here they are. Welcome, Michael Bong. You got that? Okay, you got 3 minutes, and I will allow you when you got 30 seconds to remain. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Mayor, councillors, we bring our deputation to you again because no one is coming to us. Since 2013, senior members and officers have met and received presentations from people promoting the Garden Bridge, but not once in nearly 3 years have those people come and listen or explain why the executive of this council has surreptitiously supported this fantasy project. They've not held themselves accountable for that decision, abdicating responsibility. There are two significant things Councillor Peck has said in recent weeks, which we completely agree with. First, the bridge is in the wrong place and is not a transport project at all. Second, the public money shouldn't be going into this. Firstly, this issue of it isn't in the right place. That's pretty straightforward. The job of the leader of the council is to say just that, to tell the powerful and influential supporters of the bridge that Lambeth isn't willing to support this proposal at this site. Nobody else can do that. This is a big issue for a big player. Why doesn't Councillor Peck just say the obvious? It isn't in the right place, so we won't support this. The backers of the bridge should have been told this in 2013. They should have been told to look at alternatives, but they weren't. By failing to stand up to the mayor and the bridge's backers, Lambeth has effectively encouraged it to proceed at huge cost to the public purse. This is another scandalous abdication of responsibility. Now turning to the money, Councillor Peck said public money shouldn't be spent on this, and in September she finally and courageously said no, halting negotiations on the land disposal. That was enough to stop the whole project, except last week Councillor Peck recommenced negotiations, announcing that she had saved 20 million of the 60 million pounds, as this would now be a loan. This is complete deception. The loan is to an organisation with no assets or income stream for 50 years. If there's no interest, it's effectively not a loan, but a gift. But let's assume they will pay interest at, say, 5%. That's £1 million a year. They already expect £3.5 million annual running costs, which they hope to meet by selling T-shirts and holding private galas on the bridge. This is just not credible. So Boris stepped in and landed the state, TfL, with that bill as well, which will cost millions over the next few decades. So TfL is loaning the Garden Bridge Trust £20 million, with interest of maybe £1 million or so a year. And if they can't pay, TfL will step in and pay itself. That's not a loan, it's a gift. It is a loan, says Councillor Peck. It's like a mortgage, but if you default on a mortgage, the bank gets your house. If the trust defaults on their loans, we get the bridge and the liability of all its associated costs. Just last week, the trust confirmed they would start construction before they have all the private money. So what happens when they build half the bridge and still don't have the money? It's obvious. The state will have to step in yet again using Londoners' millions and Lambeth land. And that's how you can stop this. It's your land, our land, public open space created out of public funds for Londoners in perpetuity, held in trust by Lambeth Council. So you can stop this. You 63 Lambeth councillors have the power to pull the plug on this colossal vanity project and save Londoners millions of pounds. Your executive group and your leader will make a decision on this. Please ensure it's the decision you will all be happy to be remembered by.
Thank you very much for coming along this evening. I think you raised 4 points, the first of which was around meeting and discussing and being open with information. I left a small group yesterday and I'm more than happy, as I agreed yesterday, to continue meeting and addressing some of their concerns. The second point is around the location. That point was very forcefully made at the beginning of the process and throughout the following year when the plans were being shaped up. However, that was not listened to, and the plans went to our planning process, were considered there, and very robust conditions were attached to them, 46, which still need to go back to committee and should be either in December or in January. The third point, I think, is around the public money. I have made it consistent that although I'm not against the project, I do think £30 million worth of TfL funding is unacceptable. I made that stand, you are right. I did so not realising that pretty much all of the £30 million had been spent. 20 literally spent and 10 of which had actually been contractually committed. That puts me in a slightly different position in those negotiations than I would have otherwise thought. But the point was that we got a better deal from that. At the point at which I entered the negotiations, we might not like the bridge, but it's indisputable that when we went into those negotiations, £30 million of transport for London money was going towards it. When we came out of those, £10 million worth of transport for London money is going into it. And to the fourth, and the fourth point that you raised, which is around the land negotiations, I'm absolutely clear that our responsibility as a council is to make sure that we get the best deal for land of residents, and I intend to do that through those negotiations, and I'm also committed to meeting with you and talking about the process for that as we go forward. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you to all our delegations for attending the council tonight.